A Jewish journal article. What's more powerful than happy? How about happy enough? My friend Sheila Katz, who runs the National Council of Jewish Women, NCJW, said something the other day that I can't get out of my head. She was reacting to the decision of a fellow progressive organization to resign from the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, an umbrella group that aims to provide a unified voice for dozens of Jewish groups. I respect their decision, she told JNS. She added that she wouldn't be upset if the conference was more vocal about broader issues of democracy in the U.S. and Israel, but understands the conference's purpose to be creating the broadest tent possible. It's not meant to make us happy, she said. It's meant to make us happy enough. Those are the words that stuck with me, happy enough. Katz acknowledged that she wasn't getting everything she wanted, but that was not enough to make her want to leave the conference. She was happy enough. Happy enough tends to bring out our humanity. We respect the reality that other people and groups have different views and agendas. We push for our agendas, but we don't push so hard that it makes us want to break away. Happy, on the other hand, is finite. We're either happy or we're not. Aiming for happy doesn't encourage compromise. We tend to go for all the marbles. Much of modern life sucks us into a happy trap. Are we happy? Are we doing what it takes to be happy? What strategies must we implement to be happy? It's even in our Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of happiness. The problem is that pursuing this ideal of happiness makes us ripe for disappointment. The very notion of being happy all the time feels delusional. Our days are filled with moments that bring us more frustration than happiness. As long as we judge our lives by the elusive standard of happiness, we're bound to see these frustrations as failures of happiness. That sense of failure is less likely to flare up when our standard is happy enough. Happy enough, by definition, allows for stumbles and mistakes. Our expectations are aligned with reality, so we're better able to handle the inevitable dips of life. Aiming for happy enough is especially important in our relationships. It makes us better listeners. It encourages humility and gratitude. We don't need to push for everything that we want. We practice the art of compromise to create mutually healthier relationships. This holds true in communal life. So much of the dissension in the Jewish world is rooted in the inability or unwillingness to give an inch, as if compromise itself is a sign of weakness. In truth, it's a sign of strength. One of the best-known stories in our Jewish tradition speaks to the idea of happy enough. In the Garden of Eden, God told Adam, "You may enjoy the delicious fruit of all trees here, except for one." Aiming perhaps too high, Adam chose to go after the forbidden fruit. Learning to enjoy the gifts that God has given us teaches us both the lesson of gratitude and the value of compromise. To be sure, we all have a few things that we should never compromise on. Those are our sacred boundaries. The fewer there are, though, the more they will be respected. Aiming for happy enough allows us that space to occasionally put our foot down. Happy enough doesn't sound as exciting as happy, but if it leads to broader communal tents and better relationships, it may make us happier.